As they continued to make their way down the corridor, Grant spotted something from the corner of his eye. He turned, automatically bringing the Copperhead subgun around to track whatever it was that had drawn his attention.
Everything okay, partner?
Kane halted in his own progress. His own senses were on high alert, and something nagged at the edge of Kane's consciousness. It felt as if he was being watched. Grant stood stock still for a moment, his eyes narrowed as he examined the wall before him in the dim light. Its bumps and ridges were like valleys, a miniature landscape full of peaks and caves. 3 feet away from where he had stopped, one of the blue lights flickered a little, and then, utterly soundless, it winked out.
Grant?
Fine.
The others began making their way along the narrow corridor, but even as Grant turned, there came a sound like needles dropping into glass from very close to his left ear. Grant turned, but it was almost too late to see the thing in the semi-darkness. Something skittered across the surface of the coral, something no bigger than Grant's fist, and with an abundance of long, whirring legs that propelled it along at incredible speed.
Whoa!
His companions turned at their friend's outburst and saw him jump sideways until he met with the wall on the other side of the narrow corridor. Grant spun then, looking left and right at the wall he had automatically propelled himself against.
There's something alive here.
Kane raised his sin eater before him as he trotted back down the tight corridor to meet with Grant. Bridget Baptiste gave Clem a reassuring look as she pulled a TP-9 from the holster she wore slung low to her hip.
Stay behind us, Clem. You'll be safe.
Clem nodded agreement, keeping his distance as he followed Bridget's slender form retreating down the corridor.
What did you see?
As he spoke, another of the dull blue lights winked out behind them, casting the corridor into ever-deepening gloom.
I only saw it for a second, but it looked like some kind of spider. Lots of legs, and it moved real fast.
How big?
There was another movement as something leaped from the craggy surface of the wall.
Shit!
Whatever it was, it had jumped the gap between the wall and Kane, and the X-Mag spun as he felt it land upon his back.
What the?
Without stopping to think, Grant swung the Copperhead around, jabbing with its butt at the skittering creature that was scrambling over Kane's shoulder. The creature dropped to the floor. Grant and Kane watched, disgusted, as the hand-sized creature disappeared into a nook in an uneven coral surface of the floor, its long, spindly legs disappearing from sight.
What was it?
I don't know. We're thinking spider, maybe.
Where did it go?
A little bugaboo found a hole or crevice or something, just about there.
Clem crouched down on his haunches, his dark eyes furiously scanning the lumpy ground.
You want to be careful there, Clem.
This could be a new form of life. It's our duty to catalog it.
You must be mistaking us with someone else, Brian. We go in, we get the job done, and then we get the fuck out of here. Right now, I'm really looking forward to getting to point C in that list. You read me?
The mission comes first, but it does rather go against my ethos.
Well, it wasn't your ethos that got crawled on now, was it?
Clem was about to respond when the spider-like creature reappeared from a gap in the floor, and Grant shoved him to one side as he swung the Copperhead assault weapon to bear.
Grant, no!
Clem's instruction, or perhaps it had been a warning, came too late. Grant unleashed a blast from the Copperhead, and a smattering of lethal 4.85mm bullets peppered the ground about their feet, their explosion bright in the semi-darkness of the corridor. The weird creature was instantaneously reduced to a messy pulp as one of Grant's bullets drilled through its hard carapace. It lay there in a pool of its own fluids, a milky, colored ooze leaking from the remains of its body as its legs twitched. Although it had been mashed up by Grant's bullet, enough of it remained that the Cerberus warriors could define its basic anatomy. It was roughly 7 inches across, both length and width, in an almost perfectly circular form. The body itself was a dangling 2-inch oval amid the spray of long, needle-thin legs, and milky ooze seeped from a ruined area at its back left edge as the legs finally stilled. There were 8 legs in all, a neutral color like the body, the color of frosted glass. It made no noise, just continued to bubble in place as its white lifeblood seeped away into the uneven floor of the corridor, washing away in thin runnels as the liquid sought the path of least resistance.
You were right. It does look like a spider. Could be a crab of some sort. What do you think, Clem?
Whatever it is, I think we're about to get better acquainted, Miss Baptiste.